Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hello, it's me, Spanky. You know, Mr. Personality from the Yellow Rose. Not sure why I'm doing this. It's not like they're paying me or anything. I can't even get the redneck to pay his tab down at the bar. But you can't help but love them, no matter how nerve-wracking they are. I don't even complain when they make fun of my big head. I just wish John Boy would give me back my memory foam pillow and stop telling his kids that's where the comet hit. Son of a...
Cock-a-doodle-doo, up, madam. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Look at that Big Show crew, thankful. Still have a job. It's John Boy and Billy.
Whoop.
Pillars. Clyde.
Blah! Happy!
Tickled to death. Tater.
Sup.
Randy.
Hello.
Jackie.
Hello.
Andy behind the glass, everybody. All right. Last show before Thanksgiving. Hey, our early risers, y'all up, madam, early this morning? Going to give you a little head up here. Later this morning, Heather Lutz from NASCAR Racing Experience going to come on and give us the pre-Black Friday deals today. So special. You want to get somebody a very unique gift that will never expire. As long as you get this gift card open up on Christmas, then you can pick any track nationwide, drive a real NASCAR race car, 50% off deals today. The Black Friday deal track time, where you drive the car yourself, no spotter, passing is allowed, usually retails for $499.99. Today, 50% off, $249.99. $250 for that deal. Wow. The NASCAR Ride Along retails for $219.99. Today, $125.99. Those Black Friday deals are good for today only. It ends at midnight tonight. You can go to thebigshow.com, click on the NASCAR Racing Experience banner. It'll take you right there. Just go online at NASCARRacingExperience.com. And we do have operators standing by. I hope they are up early this morning before we announce it to everybody else. It's 704-886-2400. Number again, 704-886-2400 or NASCARRacingExperience.com until midnight tonight. All right. Don't tell Heather that. I told y'all about it here when she gets here in a couple hours. All right?
Poor, confused bastard.
I'm right on top of it, man. I got a three-day snitcher saved up. We'll get our first prize pack out. We got four more names going to the hat for the Chick-fil-A Beanie Baby Cow Eat More Chicken. On the day before Thanksgiving. I just love the way that worked out. All right. Hang on. We'll set you up for Outburst. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack this morning, a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. Available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Our three dates in history. Get you ready for the categories. November the 24th, it was 1874. A patent was granted to Joseph Glidden of Illinois for barbed wire.
Wow.
Barbed wire. Joseph must have some time on his hands. He had some wire, twisted it up, sharp pointy ends. all of us, you know, our age, sometime been caught and cut by barbed wire. Isn't everybody?
Yeah.
Been true. All right.
I hit it on a motorcycle, a trail bike.
Thanks a lot, Joseph. All right, move up to 1994. Three prisoners awaiting trial for theft and assault escaped from Arkansas's Faulkner County Jail by crawling through air ducts. They used the tiny silver wheelbarrow from a Monopoly game to remove the tamper-resistant screws on the air duct cover.
Bum, 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 bum.
Well, the game was banned in the recreation hall as a result. All right, boys. And finally on this day, no one, a part-time British inventor suffered whiplash when a squirrel landed on his head while he was out testing a bird-feeding hat.
Bum, 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 bum.
The squirrel, spying the feed on the hat's tray, landed with such force the inventor was knocked to the ground and injured his neck. So both the inventor and the squirrel were from Crackpot Cottage, England. Yes, really.
Sounds made up, but it's true, yeah.
All right, well, there's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You told free line. We play Outburst next. Good Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio, November 24th. Video of the day, a Target Thanksgiving. This SNL bit thought you'd enjoy here day before Thanksgiving. Check it out and make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. Hatton Richard for that weekly John Boy Stuff giveaway, that Charlotte Hornets official watch. You got until the end of the show today. Well, the final hour of the show will draw the winner. Is that all right? And right now, let's get the daily winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Tammy from Pontotoc, Mississippi.
We'll have a big show time.
Tammy! Good morning, Tammy.
Hey, John Boy.
Hello, baby doll. Welcome in here. You perky Mississippi self. You ready to get through these categories?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, here we go then in 5 seconds. Three places you see barbed wire. Ready, go.
Pastures, prisons, and junkyards.
Bam.
There you go.
All right, Tammy. Now we need three board games. Ready, go.
Monopoly, Life, and Sorry.
Bam. And for the win, three animals that eat from bird feeders. Ready, go.
Bird, squirrel, and raccoon.
Yeah, there you go. That's Tammy winning. Three. Well-rounded young lady.
Yes, well.
And damn, you got the big old John Boy and Billy bucket filled with Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing supplies, and your name in a hat for the Eat More Chicken Beanie Baby Chick-fil-A cow got out of my office giving away at the end of the show today, just in time for Thanksgiving.
All right. Can I give a shout-out?
Yes, you can.
Well, my daughter's an RN, so I got to hand it out to all the nurses out there that have worked through all this COVID.
That's it. Yeah, well, you kiss your daughter for us, Tammy, all right?
We'll sure do it.
All right, baby. All right, let's jump out, catch you up on your news. Right on the other side. All right, get ready, Clyde. It's all about you.
Yeah, baby.
I know this. Big Show's on the radio day before Thanksgiving. Perfect time for some unknown history.
We all know history, but there's so much more we don't know. I'm Sir David Attenborough, and this is Unknown History. The year is 1620. A group of 100 weary passengers sail from England to the New World aboard the good ship Mayflower. They desperately wait for the news that land is in sight.
That's the sign! You, in the crow's nest, do you see land?
Yeah!
Land! Land ho!
His name was Clyde, a rather unusual stowaway in that he was a dromedary camel. He was hailed as a hero and quickly took his place among his fellow pilgrims. But the early days were not easy. Half the settlement was lost that first year, and food was scarce.
If we do not get our crops to flourish, the entire colony will perish. Clyde, I fear the future appears bleak. What's that? Ask the natives? That's madness. They're savages. Tonto, you say? Squanto, I'm sorry. Could you do the introductions?
Yeah.
Clyde brought Squanto before William Bradford. An agreement is proffered, and soon there was food aplenty, and the colony slowly struggled back. In a profound gesture of gratitude, the pilgrims invited the Native Americans to a feast of thanks, and the tradition of Thanksgiving was born.
We would not be here today if not for the one known as Clyde.
Yeah.
That is the truth, is it not, William Bradford?
Squanto speaks the truth. And it's only fitting that Clyde give the prayer. But things would take a dark turn. Clyde became romantically entangled with Bradford's second wife, Dorothy.
Oh, Clyde, we cannot continue our illicit trysts. I fear my husband is suspicious. Those hoof-shaped bruises on my back were hard to explain. I told him I was trampled by deer, but alas, he was unconvinced. All right, one last time.
And it would be the last time. Clyde! Dorothy! My wife and my best friend! Be gone! And never return!
Him or me?
Him. Clyde left in shame and never returned. No one knew whatever became of him. But he did resurface years later. So, I just tied this key to this kite, eh? But what about this storm? Until next time, this is Sir David Attenborough reminding you that it's not the history that's known. It's the history unknown.
Big shows on the radio. Well, the summer movies kept him busy, and now we're getting into the big holiday movie season, so let's find out what he's seen. Welcome back to the big show, Rabbi Myron Bergsnee.
Shalom, me homies!
Hey!
What's happening, John Boyum and Billy Goyum?
Pull up a chair, Rabbi.
Hey, Midnight Plowboy. I know I tried to keep you away from the flowery introductions, but... This one was weak.
How so?
Well, for example, let's find out what he's seen. You might as well add it so we can wrap this up and get back to the football scores and fart jokes.
Well, that was not my intention.
Hey, look, Larry the stable boy. If I'm not wanted, just say so. I'm a busy guy, you know. The last thing I want to do is waste my valuable time intruding on your precious show. I got places to go and people to see. I'm in demand.
Well, if you really need to go, you know, go ahead.
I got nothing else to do.
Okay. So what'd you wind up seeing?
Well, you know, there wasn't much to choose from. But even if there was, I'd have passed over all of them to see this picture. Ghost Breakers afterwards.
Well, does this have anything to do with the female version from a few years ago?
No, thank God. Pui. Yeah. This was much better. Not that it would be that hard. Remember the first two Ghost Breakers movies? Well, this is sort of a sequel to them.
So what's it about?
About 2 hours. It won't cut into much of you doing redneck stuff time. Right. Now, this takes place years after the original. When a single mom and her two kids arrive in a small town, they begin to discover their connection to the original Ghost Breakers and the secret legacy their grandfather left behind. Ooh. This movie right here brings back a little of that old zip that the original had.
You know, I saw the little tiny marshmallow men in a commercial, so what about that disgusting Slimer?
No, Governor Cuomo is not in this.
I mean, that little green blob that eats everything.
You're going to need to be more specific. Yeah, he's back. And so is the skinny chick with the flat-top hairdo that they fought at the end. Spoiler alert, she's still hot. Yeah. Not my type, but between you and me, I'd be all over that like gefilte fish on a matzo.
I kind of liked her too.
Take a number, Mr. Green Beans. But I'm going to tell you, it was great fun. They even brought back the original Ghost Breakers. Man! They are old. Two more movies and they'll be ghosts.
So, how's the rest of the cast?
It's a lot of people I didn't know. Bunch of noisy, nerdy kids I could have done without. Mm. The mom, she's kind of hot. But the one guy I did recognize was that the fella that played the ant guy in that superhero movie. He's got a real likable way about him. Seems like a nice boy. Of course, I'm talking about the adorable Paul Newman.
Paul Rudd.
Say what?
The actor is Paul Rudd.
I thought that was the guy who rode all over screaming, "The British are here! The British are here!"
That's Paul Revere.
I thought that was the guy who put shrimps on the Barbie doll and wrestled alligators.
That's Paul Hogan.
I thought that was the guy sent a square sissy boy back in the Sissy Boys Were Fun.
No, that's Paul Lind.
I thought that was the long-winded guy who always had to tell you about the rest of the story.
No, that's Paul Harvey.
I thought that was a Congress guy who looked like a hobbit.
That's Ron Paul.
I thought that was the guy with the big hat who handed out crackers on Easter.
That's Pope Paul.
So who am I thinking of?
Paul Rudd.
You know, he could have warned more people if he'd have drove instead of riding a horse.
Okay, so what do you think?
I think he needs to get back on the road and start yelling, "The commies are here! The commies are here!"
Oh, God, the movie.
This is a good movie. Okay. There's no two ways about it. And the end? I don't want to give nothing away. But if you don't cry, you got no soul. I give this movie 4 out of 5 yarmulkes. Let me tell you something for nothing. If you don't like this movie, don't ever speak to me again. You're dead to me. Unfriend me. Unblock my number. Drop dead, you moron.
Wow.
If you don't like it, roll it into a ball and stick it up your spaghetti, you animal.
Oh, man.
But you know, you're entitled to your own opinion. But remember, don't forget to see a matinee. It's cheaper.
I like that, Johnny. Coffee. They have it in the machines.
Who don't move around out there?
You can get whatever the opposite of a brain freeze is.
Man, I put ice in my coffee during the summer times anyway.
Really? So,
yeah, I'm on. Right. Yeah.
Look at you.
It was working. Caffeine getting us.
Ow, 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 ow.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio rolling through your Wednesday, November the 24th, Thanksgiving Eve. Hey, man, you got, before we kick off the final hour of the Big Show, we're going to announce the winner of my Win My Stuff online at thebigshow.com. We got that officially licensed Charlotte Hornets quartz watch with, we think, a genuine leather band. Stored in a stylish burgundy watch case. Vintage Hornets, back before it became the Bobcats and then the Hornets again. So, and it tells time, we think, as well. So.
All right, that's enough.
Look at it. If you can get it open and put a battery in.
You got to get it. Register for it at thebigshow.com before the final hour of the Big Show. Well, now it's all right. Daily Stuff, Chick-fil-A, Eat More Chicken, Cal, Beanie Baby. All right. I realize how much Beanie Babies was under my stuff in there. So it's... works out perfect for the day before Thanksgiving.
You know, technically, it's not a Beanie Baby. It's just a stuffed animal.
Is that right? Yeah. It looks like a Beanie Baby. Well, no, it doesn't have beans in it. All right. That's even probably more valuable.
It has stuffing in it. That's why they call it a stuffed animal.
All right. Yes. Perfect. Wow. Thanks for pointing that out. It's better.
This is my favorite part of the show.
The part where I make it
the
legal.
The banter, yes.
Yes, all about our listeners, Jeff. You know what it is, everybody.
You're not helping at all.
No, no. And John Reap, get him up on the Zoom. It's time for Small Town News coming up in minutes from his country-ish podcast. All right, Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack, includes Mount Olive hat, t-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. The latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine. Mount Olive Pickles making great products since 1926. Also, I kept over my stuff, my Eat More Chicken Chick-fil-A Beanie Baby Cow for my daily giveaway since it's day before Thanksgiving. Yeah, so two. So if you won yesterday and you win today, you qualify. Less work for Tater. She's got a lot on her heading into the holidays here. And here as we are the day before Thanksgiving, hey, some more pre-leftover turkey. I was trying to do a fun intro for
Just
Reap.
Let me know when you're done.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and hit it.
We're just small town dudes with small town news. Breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Yes, it's John Reap from his Country-ish podcast. It's good to have you back. Been a few weeks there, John. Good to see you, buddy.
I missed you guys, man. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday. Hey, man, so you're the only one who can see besides in here. How about my Chick-fil-A Eat More Chicken Cow? You can see that on the Zoom there.
Camera's down there, big guy.
There it is right in front of me. There it is. Huh? Isn't that cool? This reminds me, when they first came out on the TV commercials, Jackie was just bewildered. She said, what is the deal with the cows on the Chick-fil-A commercial?
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I wish we were.
Well, that's in honor of Jackie there. Okay, so.
Well, yeah, eat more chicken and turkey, all right? That's what I'm talking about.
All right, buddy, what you got for us this morning?
Well, I got a dumb question, but I'll ask it anyway. Do you guys like beer?
Yes, on occasions, truly do.
Mm-hmm. I love beer. I'd like to meet the guy that invented beer and then buy that dude a beer.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I don't think I'm going to have to because there is a stream in Hawaii that smells like beer and it contains alcohol.
I'm on the way.
They have found heaven on earth. Belinda Carlisle was right. So while exploring a wooded area in a gulch, a hiker made the strange discovery about 120 feet below a busy highway. He said he smelled the pungent stench of beer and traced it to a small stream flowing through the woods. Hmm. Yeah, this guy's got a good nose on him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if the pungent stench. I don't know if that.
You've never smelled beer being brewed then.
It's not as romantic as Jed Clampett shooting up some food.
It is a little pungent, huh?
Yeah, he's got a good nose on him. He's like Dog the Brewski Hunter. Yeah, so you ever open a beer and get that skunk smell? You've had that before. Yeah. It's usually like a Stella or a Heineken, any kind of bottle that's like a clear or green bottle. Mm-hmm. It does something about the sun's UV rays, I've heard. I don't know. It damages the beer. But I do know that's why you never leave a ginger beer in the sun. we turn red and we smell like burnt hair.
You and Tater are right on the same wavelength on
yes,
this
sir.
Deal.
Well, this hiker, instead of enjoying the free booze water he found, he contacted an environmental activist. What a buzzkill this guy
really?
Is. He called environmentalist Carol Cox, who went to investigate the stream. She said, "We came here the other day, and you would think it was a beer pub that had not opened its doors in 3 or 4 days. And they found Nemo passed out in the parking lot." Those aren't goldfish. They have jaundice. A news station took a sample of the water, and they sent it to a lab for testing, and the test found that the water contained nearly 1.2% alcohol.
Well,
that's about as much as a Michelob Ultra.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, Cox reached out to the Department of Health about the issue. The agency, along with the Department of Transportation, traced the problem back to a storm drain near Paradise Beverages, which is one of the state's largest brewers in Hawaii. They make Hawaii's number one beer, Aloha Beer, and they also distribute Coors Light, Miller Light, Corona, Amstel, and Keystone Light.
Wow. But usually not by beer. Creek.
The company said it has no idea what caused the spill.
That's what I'd say.
They said since it's not been raining at all in the past few days, they don't know how it happened. I think it was that angry Hawaiian god Pele.
Well, there you go.
You know? She's got a temper on her. She's a mean drunk Pele. Drinking angry orchards and Truly. She's a too Truly kind
the
of person.
Truly.
Officials did not provide details about the cause of the spill, nor did they say whether or not Paradise Beverages would be fined. But Hawaii 5-0 has been notified, and now their blood alcohol level is Hawaii 0.50.
Oh, God.
The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Oh, God, John Reeb, this Thanksgiving weekend in Zanies in Nashville. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, see John at Zanies. Go to johnreap.com, and of course, check him out on his country-ish podcast. John, you have a great Thanksgiving, buddy. We'll see you next week.
You too, guys. Happy Turkey Day.
All right, bud. Thank you, man. All right, well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out that the U.S. government is the world's number one consumer of helium gas. And this is who is number two.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's it. Coming up tomorrow, back on this year. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy, planning on packing up some Thanksgiving leftovers for the trip home? Well, remember the rules. If you can spray it, spread it, pump it, or pour it, you can't take it here.
What is Applebee's? Because they don't allow any kind of outside food.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, humming through Hump Day, day four Thanksgiving, and our video of the day, a Target Thanksgiving. Check it out, thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now your host, a man who ends up being a target at pretty much every Thanksgiving. He's John Moore.
Hey, thank you. Let's say hey to Angela from Lynchburg, South Carolina. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, baby, first up, let's see what you got. You're planning on packing up some Thanksgiving leftovers for the trip home. Remember the rules. If you can spray it, spread it, pump it, or pour it, you cannot take it here.
On an airplane.
You say on an airplane.
Southern is safe.
You're right on, Dad. Gotta worry about
getting frisked.
Oh, they'll still frisk her.
Pumping, pouring, spreading, spraying, but you can put it in your checked luggage.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to pack gravy in my suitcase.
Depends on how bad you want to get it home, man. That's the thing. That's what I'm worried about, man. We're going to like the Eve's family there in Winston-Salem. I said, man, we ain't eating Thanksgiving at home. What about leftovers?
Oh, yeah.
So,
and she said, when's the last time we had leftovers?
Don't worry.
We don't have very many either.
Right.
I got a doggy fan planned out that I'm going to take with me. All right. Well, Angela, good workout, baby. You got the big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack and your name and a half of my daily stuff giveaway, a cute little beanie baby Chick-fil-A eat more chicken cow. All right?
All right. Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Angela. Hang on for Jackie.
Okay.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this November the 24th. We got a brand new top 10 list coming in hot.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
And now, it's story time with your host, Carl Childers.
Hey there, John Boy. Little feller.
Hey.
I heard you and them other fellers making a fuss over them country boys and whipping them football players from that state that kindly looks like a mitten. I played me some football time to time with that Wheatley boy, Frank, and his friends. I stove up pretty quick. I was old and give out. I never was no count at it. That Wheatley boy would always yell at me, "What'd you drop the ball for? What'd you drop the ball for?" So I just stick with what the good Lord meant me to do. Small engine repair and comedy. I found me a book on sports humor over to the mall. It's all about college sports teams and whatnot. There ain't a whole passel of them. I'm only telling the ones without curse words in it. I hadn't ought to talk like yet. But at least I was able to work up an act for me and Melinda, and when Mr. Murray over to Red Hot Talent puts us on something called the college circuit. We can do something for you if you want us to.
Yeah.
You ready, Melinda?
I need to sit down. My feet hurt. I can't do comedy if my feet hurt. I don't know about you, but if my feet hurt, I just don't feel funny.
All right, then. You have a seat over here next to little feller. Some folks called him Billy. I called him little feller.
Hey, Billy.
Hey.
I have to sit here because my feet hurt.
That's fine.
I hope it's okay.
Absolutely.
If it's not okay, you let me know.
No, you're good.
I can move if I have to.
No, you're fine.
I don't want to, though.
Well, don't worry about
this. This chair's comfortable.
Yeah.
Is your chair comfortable?
It's very comfortable, actually, yeah.
Her feet hurt.
Hurt a little, yeah.
But her jaw seemed to be working all right. All right, then, let's do our comedy skit. We can get you back to the dollar store before Ms. Hoochie gets all upset. You want to introduce us?
Yeah, I got you here. Ladies and gentlemen, the comedy stylings of Carl and a big girl from the dollar store.
She don't like to be called big girl.
Carl and Melinda.
All right, then. Is this thing on?
Yes.
Howdy, folks. Hey, Melinda. What do you reckon the average Mississippi State player gets on his SATs?
Drill.
Ha 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 ha!
Hey, Carl. I saw you watching those cheerleaders on the TV.
Yes, I'm.
What do you get when you put 32 Arkansas cheerleaders in one room?
Full set of teeth. Speaking of cheerleaders, and we were, why do them Auburn cheerleaders all wear bibs?
To keep the tobacco juice off their uniforms.
Thought maybe that would help.
Yeah. I was wondering where you were.
My fate still hard.
Hey, Melinda.
Yeah?
How do you get a Georgia graduate off your porch?
You pay him for the pizza. Hey, Carl. Why is the Vanderbilt football team like a possum?
Well, on account of they play dead at home and get killed on the road. Get it? Melinda, what do Florida State students call their freshman year?
The three longest years of their lives. Hey, Carl.
Yeah,
How many freshman Hokies does it take to change a light bulb?
None. But there's a sophomore course at Virginia Tech. Hold on a second. She does that.
Okay.
Do that turkey gobble.
A gobble, 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 gobble. I don't feel like school spirit right now.
That's right. You just hold on. We got a couple more jokes here. Where do you reckon that O.J. feller was headed in that there Bronco?
Lexington, Kentucky. He knew the police would never look for a Heisman Trophy winner there. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, Melinda.
Why did Tennessee choose orange for their team color?
Well, they can wear it to the game on Saturday, hunting on Sunday, and picking up trash along I-40 the rest of the week.
Well, I don't have any other jokes written down.
That's on account of we're done. Good night, and don't forget to tip over your waiters. Thanks, John Boy. So long, little feller.
John Boy and Billy.
Never, not in a million years. Absolutely not. No way, Jose. No chance, Lance. And yet, Negatory. Mm-mm, nah. Uh-uh. And, of course, my own personal favorite of all time, man falling off of a cliff. No!
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. This is Big Show on the radio, Wednesday morning, November 24th. Coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll get up an iRacing baby doll, Heather Lutz, for a very unique gift idea. Just about enjoy driving a real NASCAR race car. Hang on for that. About 20 minutes away. Right now, we got a brand new top 10 list. Let's welcome Bill Silvers.
Hello, friends and neighbors. It's me, Bill Silvers. And just in time, I might add, this show was tanking, I tell you. Tough love time. Enough with the hee-haw shtick. If you haven't got it right in 40 years, pull the plug. It's just a hint. Speaking of pull the plug, what about our president? Too soon or not soon enough? You know, you might not be able to afford your turkey this holiday season, but don't worry, you've got one in the White House. He's the one wandering around wondering who Brandon is and where they're going later. But like Elvis said, don't be cruel. Christmas is the season to love our fellow man, even if he is destroying the country. Was that out loud? But let's overlook that horrifying fact for just a moment. Put on your thinking caps, since he doesn't, and think about what you'd give the president for Christmas. I mean, one that George Soros hasn't already given him. Too topical? So, here we go, from the home office in Dum Dum, Delaware. The top 10 things to get Joe Biden for Christmas. Right. Number 10. New from BS Industries, the all-new, all-improved Fancy Fanny Filter. Tired of embarrassing yourself in front of heads of state, pouting from pooting in front of royalty, the Fancy Fanny Filter is guaranteed to muffle the sound and scent of any rectal repercussions. It's the Fanny Filter from BS. Now with moisture wicking. Number 9, a paint-by-number set. It'll give him something to do with his son. Remember, ages 3 and up, and he likes kitty cats. Number 8, balls. The ones he has now are all under the couch, so maybe get him some big ones. Oh, and P.S., he doesn't like bells. Number 7, a decent vice president. That would be nice. I can tell you where to put the bow. Equipped with GPS and directions to the border, but she does have a lovely laugh. Number 6, marbles, since he's clearly lost his. We call these Lego jokes, folks. Just keep stacking them, trying to keep up. Number 5, new from BS Industries, it's Mr. Pudding. Just add the ingredients, set the timer for right before nappy time, and get ready to enjoy. Comes complete with bib. Number 4, a new doctor, you know, one we can trust, is Kevorkian available. Look it up, I don't have time to explain. Number 3, if all else fails, how about a nice board game? I suggest Clue. Since he doesn't have one, and whatever you do, don't get him risk. He keeps surrendering to France. Number 2, 2024 is right around the corner. Nothing says Merry Christmas to a Democrat like a big fat bundle of provisional ballots. Delivery accepted after 4 a.m. And the number 1 gift you should get Joe Biden for Christmas. BS Industries presents Science Diction, an easy-to-follow diction course for every mumbling simpleton on your list. Go from a mumbling, incoherent boob like this.
You have a big what?
To a well-spoken paragon of clear communication like this. Why aren't you laughing, Jackie? Results may vary. It's Science Diction only from BS Industries. Thank you and good night. Try the waiter and tip your veal.
I know it's going to be hard for y'all to believe, but I'm a redneck. The real live, walking, talking, living, breathing redneck. Now, redneck does not mean a slang term for gene pool deficiency. Actually, quite the opposite. It means I'm a winner in the DNA game of life. So now all you northerners won't have to go to a museum to see a redneck. You've seen one tonight. See, you northerners, you like to get up in the morning and have a little dose of coffee. Us rednecks, we get up in the morning, we have us a dose of the John Boy and Billy Show.
It's a big show on the radio, rolling through your Wednesday, November the 24th. Right there, let's check out some of our funny buddies moving around this Thanksgiving weekend. They got James Gregory this Friday night in Anderson, South Carolina, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Saturday night, he'll drive down that Cadillac to Calhoun, Georgia, at the Gym Theater.
The only gym he's ever been to.
How about a John Reap? Good talk to him earlier this morning. He's going to be playing Zanies in Nashville this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Or Reap. We talk to our favorite Hollywood actor, Nick Searcy. Alone in the swamps of Hollywood, carrying a torch. He's got a movie he made called Capital Punishment about the January 6th deal. He was actually there.
Yeah.
It was happening. Yeah. He had no idea he was going to make a movie, but then when he came back and he saw the stuff happening, he said, hey, man, I was there. Let's see that. So anyway, he's got a great movie, CapitalPunishmentTheMovie.com. You can see the trailer for it right now, but it won't be available until tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
So the only way you can see it, CapitalPunishmentTheMovie.com. All right. And we got something special for NASCAR fans. You got somebody on your Christmas list like to drive a real NASCAR race car? Got you a deal coming up at our racing baby doll, Heather Lutz, in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to get in the winner's circle, take C. Get a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. Available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the banner, get 20% off when you enter code JBB at checkout. You might want to click on over, you can right now, to TheBigShow.com. Click on that NASCAR Racing Experience banner. Because we have got one of them Big Show special deals going on today. A pre-Black Friday sale until midnight tonight. It'll tell us all about it from NASCAR Racing Experience, our racing baby doll, Heather Lutz. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We are good. Happy pre-Thanksgiving sale.
You too.
Good stuff. Well, we miss you in the studio, Heather. Oh, Randy Fauci over here. Maybe he'll lighten up so we can at least get somebody pretty to look at.
Nope.
Before long.
one of these days, we might be able to see each other face-to-face again. I miss y'all.
Miss you too, Heather. We sure do. But all right. This is our listeners. This is for them this morning. Tell us about what you got at NASCAR Racing Experience until midnight tonight only.
We are running a pre-Black Friday sale today for the Big Show listeners where they can save up to 50%, John Boy.
50%.
At NASCAR, 50%, that's right. At NASCAR Racing Experience, you know, you get behind the wheel and drive a real NASCAR race car by yourself around the nation's premier speedways. And we want everybody to beat the rush this year and not have to wait until Black Friday. So we've got up to 50% off today, where they can drive a real NASCAR race car by themselves. They get a driver's meeting. There's no lead car to follow, no instructors riding with them. They drive by themselves. Passing is allowed. And we've got this Black Friday deal going right now where you can get that track time 5 minute. It retails for $499. We've got 50% off today for $249.
That is awesome. Then when you finish up, you get a graduate certificate with your top speed, a souvenir racing license for bragging rights. I know Taylor still carries her around in her pocketbook.
I heard she was showing it to the state troopers the other day.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm qualified. I can exceed speed.
I'm trained.
and the thing about it, Heather, if you go ahead and get this today, what a unique gift. Somebody get in a real NASCAR race car. You can do that driving experience, like we said, today only for like $249. You can also do the NASCAR ride-along if you want to take a family vacation somewhere, because the nationwide locations are unbelievable. I'll just run through them right quick. Charlotte, Daytona, Atlanta, Talladega, Kentucky, Nashville, Kansas, Texas, Phoenix, Dover, Michigan, Homestead, Miami, Auto Club, California, New Hampshire, Richmond, Las Vegas. Man, yeah.
Which is awesome because if you have the gift, you can go to that track. You know, if you've always wanted to race or, you love seeing the race happen there, you can go and experience
it
yourself.
And you don't have to worry about Uncle Willard being able to figure out when he's available to do it because he can do it on his own schedule.
There you are.
That's right.
The certificate is good forever, so he can do it at a time when it's best for him and for y'all if he's going to take you with him.
Question, what if you don't have an Uncle Willie?
Well, then whoever.
Just insert Uncle here.
You know, I drove a car once.
You sure did. So if you get it today, then they will have the gift card and a present to open up on Christmas.
That's right. And those gift cards, like everyone's telling everybody, is you can use it at any track for any date and time available. So it's so easy. You just give the gift card, and the gift cards never expire.
That's it. So, all right, if you want to make a phone call, we got operators standing by to take your phone orders. 704-886-2400. Number again, 704-886-2400. I'll grab something and get your phone and jot it down in your reminders here. And I'll tell you, you can go to NASCARRacingExperience.com. You can also click on the link when you go to our website, thebigshow.com. But you have until midnight tonight. Well, the drivers, you can drive it yourself, the NASCAR ride along, all 50% off, which is unbelievable, Heather. Good stuff. And the perfect gift, the emailed, personalized, and Everspire, good for any of the nationwide locations. So I want to get the phone number again, 704-886-2400. Till midnight tonight. Bam. Heather, thank you for thinking about us every year. It's just some of the great deals we hear from my listeners, how they just enjoyed that. It's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it great deals. We appreciate you, baby.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for having us, and thanks for being our partners. Your listeners are definitely our customers. I mean, you wouldn't believe all the people that come out and say, we heard it on the Big Show.
That's it. Tickles us. Well, good. All right. So, Jackie said, kiss your husband, and I owe you one when I see you again, all right?
I'm blowing you kisses from here.
Thank you, baby.
John Boy, don't you worry. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Heather. Thank you very much. All right, y'all. Click on the banner, NASCAR Racing Experience at TheBigShow.com, or call 704-886-2400. Make a note so you don't forget to do it before midnight tonight. All right, then, Billy, let's play this current events quiz and get us a winner right here. What are we dealing with?
So how much is the most expensive car in the world? Hang on, we have the answer.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C and win. We play next. Wednesday morning, day before Thanksgiving. Got the Big Show on the radio. And our video of the day brought to you by Nickel Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina, your hunting headquarters. Target Thanksgiving. And they got Targets, too. Like this SNL bit.
Yeah, it's like a store Target, right? Commercial parody. That, you know, the kind of commercial we really rather see.
All right. Well, you can see it. Make a day to visit to thebigshow.com. And don't forget to register the weekly John Boy Stuff giveaway, that Charlotte Hornets watch. For Sorensen coming in today to pick all the NFL games over this long Thanksgiving weekend. So we got that going. We got about 45 minutes. Huh? And right now, Pep Squad on time.
Ready? Okay. Come your head.
Hey, let's say hey to Eric out of Jonesboro, Tennessee. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, Eric. Take your test. Listen to Bill and Win.
Well, European car maker Bugatti earned an entry in the Guinness Book of World Records by creating the world's most expensive automobile, the highest priced car ever built. It's the Voiture Noire, which is a dramatic French name that basically means the black car. Bugatti's most quote-unquote affordable model sells for $4 million, but this one has a staggering sticker price of $19 million.
What?
Now, part of the price is because there's only one Voiture Noire in the world. It was custom-built for an unnamed buyer who has what the car maker calls an enormous attachment to the Bugatti brand. Gee, you think? Among the high-end features that make a car cost $19 million, it has a 1,500 horsepower engine that can hit 260 miles an hour. B, it comes with a 20-year unlimited bumper-to-bumper warranty. Or C, the cup holder is a British gentleman named Reginald.
What you got, Eric?
It's a pretty tough one. I'm thinking I want to go with C, Reginald.
There you go. Yeah, C, cup holder. Reginald. Good work, Eric. You got the big old Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit. I don't know, make your car look like worth $19 million, but it'll clean it up. And you're naming a hat for my daily stuff at Chick-fil-A Beanie Baby Cow. All right?
All right. Can you give a shout-out?
You go ahead.
I want to give a shout-out to my dad and for making me listen to you guys all my 30 years of life. I'm glad he made me do it. I've had a good
time
listening to you all.
You must have really screwed up.
Yeah. I know, right?
Hey, well, finally, clicked in. Good work there, buddy. glad we raised you here on the big show.
I'm glad you was a part of it myself.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Yeah, it's going to put us about 20 minutes away from Lipless. Got some Thanksgiving humor? I think that's what he said. Good morning. It is the Big Show on the radio. We're going to do day before Thanksgiving. And we've got our old buddy Scott Cooper from Charlotte Motor Speedway on the line, headed toward Christmas time. It's the Speedway Christmas presented by Continental Tire and Tire Pros. Good morning, Coop. Merry Christmas, buddy.
John Boy and Billy, there's nobody better to catch up with for some good times and good food than you guys on the eve of Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
You know, it kind of sounds like somebody just handed a phone to him and said, it's John Boy. And he's like, okay,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
No, everybody doesn't do it like we do it here.
Man, I've been wondering, we've been doing this kind of like a Christmas tradition, kicking off the Speedway Christmas. So, Coop, do you have any idea how many years it's been now? Man, they're all running together for me.
I cannot believe that this is our 12th year for Speedway Christmas. And I think Bristol Motor Speedway has been doing their Speedway and Lights for almost 25 years.
That's
Man, I mean, talk about some great Christmas traditions for race fans and everybody. But for 12 years, this has been something special here for us at Charlotte, and we're glad to be doing it again.
All right. All the info you need is at charlottemotorspeedway.com for the full schedule. You can just... tell us about how many million lights we got this year, Scott.
More than 4 million lights. The course is 3.75 miles long. John Boy, it is fantastic. And you know, we have added more lights this year. Almost all of them are synchronized, lights to music.
Oh, yeah.
So it's cool. You just pull on property. You can tune your radio into a low FM frequency we've got here on property and be able to catch the music and watch the lights go dancing to the music. Man, it is a good time.
And you started this right after the October race, right? That's how long it takes to set this up.
Our operations guys are the best, but they have put in over 5,000 work hours to get this light show ready this year. And, yes, they started right after the Bank of America Roval 400. And because you know how it goes. If one light goes out, they all go out.
Yeah.
So we've got to have the best operations guys ever to be able to take care of this show. But it looks fantastic, guys. They are just, I mean, lights everywhere. We've got the infield Christmas Village is open again. You know, last year we had to close that because of COVID. But this year, the infield Christmas Village is back with s'more kits and fire pits and photos with Santa and some unique holiday stuff in there, some vendors, food. Man, it is just a good time. And you know, it's a perfect break because especially if you bring out the kids, you drive through about a third of the show and then you get to this giant parking lot and have an opportunity to park, go through an infield tunnel of lights to get to the inside in the one of the NASCAR garages is really where you are, and it looks like a Christmas winter wonderland in there. So just a lot of fun.
And I know you guys have a ginormous TV screen out there that you use, and you're going to be using that as part of this too, right?
We do. Every weekend, Thursday through Sunday nights, are Christmas movie nights. And we have got Christmas favorites. I think this weekend, following Thanksgiving, we're going to have Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase. Right. The movie plays back twice every night. Generally, the first run will start about 6:30, and then they'll re-rack that videotape and play it again. But it's a great way to basically get the whole family together. You know, you can get out, stretch your legs, go in the infield village, but come back to the car, enjoy a holiday favorite, and then cruise through the rest of the light show.
It's like going to the drive-in, which is harder to do than it used
to
be.
Yeah, man. I have a quick question. Videotape?
Yeah. Well, I knew I was talking to John Boy and Billy, so I wanted to make sure they would understand what I was talking about there. So we queue up this giant VCR.
Got to rewind the videotape.
Yeah, television. That's right. We rewind it.
Biggest screen in the world on VCR. I like it. Hey, so Coop, tomorrow Thanksgiving, will it be open Thanksgiving night?
Absolutely. We are open almost every night through mid-January, but I try to encourage everybody, check out the website for the exact schedules, charlottemotorspeedway.com. We do have a couple of nights that the entire show has been rented out for corporate parties, and we will be closed on Christmas Eve so that our staff and families can enjoy that evening. But it's open almost every night from 6 to 10 p.m. I love to tell people, you know, our busiest nights are Friday night and Saturday night. So if you want the full show, consider coming on a Thursday night or a Sunday night, or if you just want to drive through the lights and you don't want the movies and to get out for the village, then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights are so easy and smooth to get in. So cool. you can buy your car pass online at charlottemotorspeedway.com, and keep in mind, you're buying one pass for the whole group. So as many people as you can put in your car, minivan, or SUV, load them up and bring them out for a good time.
All right. Sounds good, Coop. Well, we'll talk to you again before Christmas. All right, buddy?
Hey, guys, we are thankful for a lot this year. We're thankful for NASCAR racing being back for a great season, for all the men and women in our U.S. Armed Forces, and we're especially thankful for the John Boy and Billy Big Show. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you, buddy. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. That's Coop the Man. All right, y'all, go to charlottemotorspeedway.com. Get all the stuff you need to know. Big Show's on the radio. Joining us right now is Lipless.
Oh, yeah. What are you, young boy? What are you?
Hey, what are y'all doing, boy? Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Lipless.
Am I still your favorite?
You'll always be my favorite.
Oh, you're going to love me more just a minute.
Love me more.
Thanksgiving time is almost here, so today I'm bringing out some of my all-time favorite Thanksgiving shows.
All right.
Now, really going to translate. If anything don't go out clear, because y'all know my lips don't touch my mouth.
Yeah, if it doesn't come out clear, I'll help translate.
Yeah, all right. Y'all ready?
Ready to go.
Sure.
Let the games begin. All right. Why did the turkey cross the road?
Why did the turkey cross the
road?
He wanted people to think he was a chicken.
Oh, boy. He was running from the water ball guy.
He's running from the butterball guy.
Oh, the butterball guy. All right. Getting nervous.
Yeah,
around
sure.
This time.
Yeah.
All right. What do Halloween and Thanksgiving have in common?
What do Halloween and Thanksgiving have in common?
Uh-huh.
They both have a lot of goblins.
Oh, man, that's a lot better than what I had. Yeah. I had, Wotone's got a Charlie Brown special. actually more of a fact than it is a joke. What kind of music do the pilgrims listen to?
What kind of music do the pilgrims listen to? Plymouth Rock.
Oh, they land and jam it like that. I had probably just church music hymns because they don't like secular music.
Just church hymns. They don't like secular music.
Let's get back to the turkeys. Right. What did a turkey say to the turkey hunter the day before Thanksgiving?
Turkey say to the turkey hunter.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Quack, quack.
I didn't follow you right there. We'll leave you the duck. Yeah. I had, look, there's a turkey behind you. Then he ran off and hid in the bushes while the guy was distracted.
That's so what he was trying to distract.
In the bushes?
Bushes. Why did a turkey join the rock band?
Why did the turkey join the rock band? He already had his own drumsticks.
He heard it was a great way to meet chicks.
That's actually not bad.
Thank you very much. I'm gaining on it a little bit. What side dish do you bring for Thanksgiving if you accidentally sat on the sweet taters?
What side dish do you bring if you accidentally sit on the sweet potato? Squash casserole.
Asparagus.
You had asparagus.
I'm not real sure what I was going for on that one.
I think we know.
So, why do a pilgrim's pants always fall down?
Why do a pilgrim's pants always fall down? He wears his belt buckle on his hat.
I never quite figured that one out. Yeah. Because he unbuttons his breeches after he eats.
Y'all read that?
Why was the Thanksgiving soup so expensive?
Why was the Thanksgiving soup so expensive?
All right.
It had 24 carats.
I had supply chain problems.
Supply chain.
Very topical.
I don't get too close to home. Here you go, y'all. If you worried about COVID, what's the safest thing to have for Thanksgiving dinner?
What's the safest thing to have for Thanksgiving? Mask potatoes.
I had Uber Eats, because they bring it to your house and you don't have to wait around any sick people.
Uber Eats.
Oh, Uber.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Uber. What are we?
That's me.
Why is it a bad idea to take a turkey to church?
Bad idea to take a turkey to church. Well, they use a lot of foul language.
Y'all know I have.
Yeah, what you have?
Low shovel ain't housebroken, so they poop all over the sanctuary.
They're not housebroken, so they poop all over the sanctuary.
All right, y'all, one more. What smells the best on Thanksgiving?
What smells the best on Thanksgiving? Your nose.
I had usually the food.
Usually the food.
Well, that's all wrong with me today. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving. I'll try to get right here again sometime between now and Christmas. All right? I'll save us a good old Christmas jokes.
Christmas jokes coming up.
Okay.
This is Litless saying this is Litless.
Hi, Jackie.
Bye, baby.
Test! Hey man, this is Tommy Chong, and whenever I want to get high, I don't say no. I just listen to John Boy and Billy. Who wrote this, man? Test!
It's a big show on the radio Wednesday, November the 24th. Well, if you have registered for the John Boy Stuff of the Week online at thebigshow.com, might be getting ready to announce your name. We're going to see who wins that officially licensed Charlotte Hornets quartz watch. Well, when the Hornets were original Hornets, Florida became the Bobcats and the Hornets again. So, probably very valuable. And You know, the Hornets are doing good this year, by the way, so far. Jackie's brother Dale, color analyst on the TV broadcast. And I was thinking, Jackie, if you're going to go over to Dale's house over Thanksgiving, take them light fingers with you. We'll get some more. Give Dale Curry stuff away.
I'm
that was a big
lie.
Hit when we got the Halloween candy.
I went over and got some and took it home. I was
okay.
out.
Oh, okay.
He had Reese cups.
So you finished off the Halloween candy.
No, I ain't
the good stuff never gets to us. It's gone long before that.
I'll bring you guys some more. He's got more.
All right. Anyway, I was thinking about maybe he has a lot of Hornet stuff laying around the house as well, since he's, you know, working for the citizen. He was one of the most famous Hornets ever. But
see,
you know,
this is how people talk about you, about having a pocket full of race tickets all the time.
You know, he's retired. Nobody wants his stuff anymore except you.
All right. Anyway, we'll think about it. All right. So anyway, the winner of the weekly John Boy Stuff giveaway, that Charlotte Hornets watch, goes to Dakota Bowman from Gray, Tennessee. Dakota! You got that cool Hornets watch coming your way. Happy Thanksgiving. Early Merry Christmas. All right. And we got another winner to put in the hat after we play Wordy Word the Chick-fil-A stuffed. Looks like a beanie baby, but when I felt it, yeah, I could tell it's no beans inside. Okay, I'm finished here.
Oh!
All right. Tom Sorensen is going to join us in minutes. Going to pick every NFL game over the long Thanksgiving weekend. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a variety pack of Astera Labs products, pharmaceutical-grade CBD, made in the USA. No bitter aftertaste. Click on the banner at thebigshow.com, enter code JBB, get 20% off all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. And you put your name in a hat. Yeah, last name in a hat for our big Beanie Baby Chick-fil-A Eat More Chicken Cow.
Good Lord, every time you say it, you add more words.
It's hard to describe. It's a wonderful little Beanie Baby.
It's a stuffed,
Eat more
it's a stuffed animal
it's
looks
so
like a
cute.
Cow.
Yes, so cute. You have kids, they'll want to hug it and kiss it and call it George.
I don't recommend that unless you wash it.
All right. All right. But right now, it is time for our man. Usually, he joins us on Fridays with all the NFL action. Today, the day before Thanksgiving, he's here because we got three games that'll happen tomorrow. Then the usual fleet on Sunday, fleet, and then Monday Night Football. Anyway, Tom Sorensen is on the line waiting to take a breath. Good morning, Tom.
I want a beanie baby.
Yeah. Tom, man, I'm sorry, just reminiscing before we get to the NFL. Thanksgiving weekend, was it like that in your neighborhood? It was all about getting out in the yard or maybe the street, somebody's case, and playing some football.
Man, before we watched, we played. And, you know, I grew up Catholic in a Catholic neighborhood. We've seen everybody had 5 to 14 kids. And we'd just get out there and play. And it'd be, all right, I'm going to run to the oak tree. And then I'm going to run around the Lutzie's Chevrolet. You know the really mean neighbor who yells when the wiffle ball goes in his yard? And it's not our fault, it's gravity's fault. I'm going to run over there and just hit me with a long pass, and they can't cover me. But you get out there, and you just go and go. And every kid in the neighborhood, and then finally you'd have to go in to eat. And it was just, I think everybody has those memories. And if you didn't play, maybe you watched, maybe you... I don't know. You took notes. I don't know.
I ran the neighborhood pool at my neighborhood.
Some of us were inside cooking.
I'm sure the apron was lovely.
Good memories, man. That's the truth. We all met in my neighborhood at Miss Mortensen's Field. That's where the games happened right there.
Did you have that one relative who took the game a little too seriously?
Oh, yeah. One in every crowd. Or on every team, basically.
Yeah.
Love it, man. Good stuff. All right, man. Well, Tom, you can say the league is tough to figure out, but it ain't boring. I'll tell you, man, with everybody just winning when they ain't supposed to, and then last week you went 10-5, which is unbelievable, including your lock of the week. So for the season, you're 101-63-1 for the season lock. You're 7-5, man. It's pretty wild this year, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's really tough to figure, and that's what makes it so much fun. You know, I'm watching the game Sunday night, and Chargers are just handling Pittsburgh. I look away for a while, I come back, and it's, you know, Pittsburgh is right there, right in it. And it was just, it's been like that everywhere. You know, Dallas is just rolling over the lead. They've lost two or three. Tennessee, which has been so good, loses to one win Houston last week. And Buffalo handles KC, man, beats them big. And since then, they've lost three of five. And last week, and I didn't know, even though you could do this, they lost 41-15 to Indianapolis. And it's the first 41-15 final score in NFL history, considering all that's been played. And here's something about Buffalo. You know, I like the way they play. They've given up five rushing touchdowns all season. They gave up five to Jonathan Taylor of Indianapolis last week. And, you know, Philly's won three of four. They're suddenly good. New England and Belichick, without Brady, have won five straight. And the one here in Charlotte got a lot of national attention because it was Cam Newton's game. It was his day. But while he was celebrating his day and fans are going nuts, Ron Rivera, the former coach, and Marty Herney, the former GM, and Taylor Heineke, the former quarterback, they came back to town and with Washington, and the Washington football team upset the Panthers here. And it just is one of those weeks, one of those seasons where you can do all the research, you can rely on analytics, gut feeling, everything. And it's really just an educated guess.
And Tom, also heard, if you want year-round football, the USFL has announced that it'll play again this spring, going to try it again this spring.
Be the third time in 4 years. You know what it's like? It's like there's a player who he's got talent. He goes to a team, gets bounced off for something. Goes to another team, gets bounced off for something. And the third team thinks they can fix him, and these guys think they can fix the USFL. It just, I don't think there's a market for spring football. I always watch a first game, and I rarely watch a second. Right. It's just spring, as you know, it's the NCAA basketball tournament, and it's baseball. It's going outside, but there'll be eight teams. Fox will televise it, so they got a lot of money invested. And all the games will be played at one site, and we don't know what the site is yet. And the thing that ruins it for me is one of the teams is going to be in Houston. And if Houston had not upset Tennessee last week, I could have said, professional football is finally coming to Houston. But now I can't say that because they won.
That's right. All right, man. And some kind of news there. On the Twitter machine, the wife of Cleveland quarterback Baker Mayfield took to Twitter for a little bit. You know, that never ends well. What was it that she said, Tom?
Fans were booing her husband and booing his team because they barely beat winless Detroit. And she said if the rest of the team were as tough as her husband, then maybe, you know, everything would be okay. She gets an Instagram, posts it, and then takes the post off. It was, I don't know if you remember this. This is embarrassing. But my ex-wife tweeted you and asked if I could be in your entourage. And you said no, so I had to get in Pillar's entourage. It's the way to go. And that's not what ended our marriage, but it did not help.
Just so you know. Pillar's is the entourage.
So you know, Tom, I was answering his tweets at that time. So,
yeah. So there's a wife of Baker. Oh, man. And then Odell Beckham, you know, the Browns cut him after his father did an Instagram or a tweet that Mayfield should throw to him more often. So, family members.
Yeah, I kind of think it's better when the wives and brothers and sisters and dads and moms just kind of stay out of it and let.
And not just with pro athletes, in life in general.
You could broaden it a little bit. Right, Billy.
There was LeVar Ball, who was just this guy who was so obnoxious and got in the way. And his kid plays really well for the Charlotte Hornets.
Uh-huh.
And people said, man, they're inviting trouble. And I thought, do you really think Michael Jordan, who owns the Hornets, is going to let this guy be involved in any way? And we have not heard
not
anything.
A peep. That's true, man.
Not a peep.
That
it's
is
beautiful.
True. It is. Beautiful. All right, man. Okay, well, Dom, we'll get back with you here in about 30 minutes. We need to play some Wordy Word, get our classic bit of the morning in here, and then you will pick every NFL game beginning tomorrow on Thanksgiving at 12:30.
And then we will
Eastern.
Go out and run some pass patterns.
That's right. Start now. We might get finished by dessert on Thanksgiving. All right, buddy.
Speak for yourself, man.
All right, Tom. Hang on. All right, y'all. Well, let's play our Wordy Word game right here. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants team up, play next. good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Humming do your hump day. And our video of the day, a Target Thanksgiving. Check it out. Make a visit to thebigshow.com. And we'll be taking the classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes. And right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They play the birdie word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Ben from Center, Texas. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, Johnny Boy.
Good morning. And we got Jason from Sharps Chapel, Tennessee. Good morning, Jason.
What's
up? What's up, boys? All right, Jason, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Ben, you're on the John Boy and Billy side. Do a little Texas versus Tennessee action here on Wordy Word. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, Jason, you're going to relax, and me and Ben going to put some points on the board. All right, Ben, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Start the clock now. The game show guy that works it, he is the blank of the show.
Host.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Rhymes with it. Blank to blank.
Most to most.
Coast. Coast. Uh-huh. Coast. All right. Rhymes with it. The blank office. Mail a letter.
Post office.
Yeah. All right. Rhymes with it. Not the least, but the...
Most.
Yeah. All right. Not rhyming. This is a breakfast meat, not bacon. It is?
Sausage.
Yeah. Damn. All right. You go through this to go... All right, Ben, good work. Put a five on the board. All right. And now Jason and Marcy will go for their round one. Jason, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And go.
They cut this hole through like a mountain so you can drive your car through it.
Tunnel.
You not over, but the opposite.
Under.
You put all the in the bank. All the money and gold goes in this big safe. What's it called?
Vault.
Uh-huh. You look through this. It's glass on your house. You look through it.
Window.
Yep. The middle of an egg. The yellow part.
Yolk.
You. This is real small bug. They make mounds and they make a blank farm. Oh. Yep. Cake blank.
All right. Well, look at y'all putting a six on the board, Tater. Good work.
Hi, Jason.
All right. Take the lead by one. All right.
All right, Billy. Let's go. Pick it up.
All right. Ben, you are with Billy. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
And go.
The guy standing at the plate is the what in a baseball game? He's
getting
ready to hit. He's getting ready to hit. He's the...
Batter.
Yeah.
There you go. The people that work on a ship are the called the what?
Sailors.
Nope. Like, could be like a cruise ship. Like the guy. Or this is a short haircut, a real short buzz cut. It's called a blank cut.
Ah. Crew cut. Crew.
There you go. Number after one is?
Two.
Yep.
All right, let's see. Put a three on the five, a eight total for Ben. So,
oh, I forgot. Hey, blanky, blanky, swing, blanky. <Yeah. laughs>
So, Jason and Randy, all you need is two to tie, and three will win.
Wow.
Jason, are you ready?
Uh-oh. I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Oh, you got an easy one.
I know.
Ready, go.
Okay, so this is what a ghost says to scare you.
Boo.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. Mountain.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Tied up.
Rhymes with it. Not many, but.
Few.
Yep.
Yep. That'll do. And that's it. Few for the win. 9-8.
Now look. I got a lot of people coming for Thanksgiving. I don't need to be all bruised up.
No, that's great. Just gonna tell Ben down in Texas. Doggone it. No, yeah, it wasn't. No, Randy couldn't even screw that up. So
I was counting on him, too.
I know it was, too. All right. Well, Ben, you can try again anytime, buddy. You have a happy Thanksgiving. Great rest of your day.
Y'all, too. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you, man. Look at you, Jason, over in Sharps Chapel, Tennessee, winning the big old prize pack. Name going in for my daily stuff as well. All right.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
And
sing. Oh, well.
All right, go ahead, Jason.
I had to give a shout-out to my lovely wife. We just came through COVID, and she took care of me. Gotta love her.
All right, awesome.
Got a good woman.
Yeah, go wait till she gets you better before she leaves. That's nice.
Oh, nice.
My humor.
That's why I'm your friend.
Jason, you ain't going for Jackie.
Yeah, man.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. And it's Chris Falk from Lafayette, Louisiana, saying, any way we could hear Here Comes COVID Again. That song was classic. Thank you. You sure can. Chris Horton, the boys, up next. Got a Big Show on the radio. Have a weekday about this time and take our classic bit requests off the wall. This morning, Chris Falk from Lafayette, Louisiana gets his request, Hoyton, a Junior Nation band.
Just about a year ago, the COVID first appeared. The world got mighty scared. Things got bad, then things got worse. We all remember that. Oh Lord, here comes COVID again. There wasn't no kind of treatment. It came on so hard and fast. Wash your hands. It's all we ever seen. Oh Lord, here comes COVID again. This is the part where we play through the pain. We finally got some vaccine. A one or a two-dose shot. And some folks said, I'll take it. And others said, afraid not. The politicians beat the drums, and both sides got all hot. And meanwhile, here comes COVID again. This is the part where we keep playing because the pain keeps on coming. And now we got the Delta. It spreads like chicken pox. If you ain't vaccinated, it'll knock you right out of your socks. If you enjoyed pandemic, you'll love pandemic too. Cause oh Lord, here comes COVID again. Oh Lord, here comes COVID again. Yeah, I don't know what the solution is, folks. Some say we need to vaccinate our way out of this. How's that going? Not too good. And then the people that talk about herd immunity, the problem with that is this herd has got way too many jackasses in it. Look, I wear a mask at the body shop all day already. I don't want to have to wear one at the Quick Pick, too. So get a shot or get sick. Let's get this over with. I got people to see and debts to pull. So mask up, shut up, and quit running my life.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio for your Wednesday, November 24th. Throw in a Thanksgiving and football and family and friends, not necessarily in that order. And our man Tom Sorensen, Friday morning quarterback with us here on Wednesday. Good morning again, Tom.
Good morning. And you said earlier, we're talking about running pass patterns tomorrow. You said you'd be finished by dessert. I'll be finished Friday. I had so many miles on my legs, so many injuries.
Can he have your dessert then?
And that's something, because we talk about it, because here I was in little Graham, North Carolina. You know, we had a field that we could play in, and there you are in Minneapolis, you know. And you think about that, kids, depending on where you grew up, you had to get out in the street and play and watch for cars and mean neighbors with fences and stuff like that, man. I feel for you. That would add a little bit of stress to the fun.
We had a double lot, so ours was the place people went. But we needed more space when more kids came. So, yeah, there were streets and cars and oak trees and mean neighbors, and y'all come.
All right. Well, I hope y'all get your kids out and play some football. All right. Well, last week you went 10-5. Unbelievable with all the upsets happening for the season. 101-63-1 with the lock. You got it. Philadelphia over New Orleans with the season 7-5 on the locks, getting back on a roll. All right. And we are at week 12. The byes this week, Arizona and Kansas City will not be playing. So let's hit it beginning tomorrow, Thanksgiving, 12:30 Eastern on Fox. Got the 3-7 Chicago Bears at the winless 0-9-1 Detroit Lions. It's kind of a Thanksgiving tradition with Detroit. They're going to play no matter what, right, Tom?
Well, play, I guess it depends how you define it. They just aren't very good, man. And I kind of like the city, and I'd like to see them win on Thanksgiving because it's such a tradition there. But I think it's a close game, but I think the Bears take it.
All right. And then at 4:30 Thanksgiving afternoon on CBS, you got the 5-5 Las Vegas Raiders at the 7-3 Dallas Cowboys.
The Raiders are coming apart at the seams, and Dallas has slumped, but they get one of the really good offensive linemen back and at home, and I think the Cowboys will have too much.
All right. And then at 8:20 in the evening of Thanksgiving on NBC, you got the 6-4 Buffalo Bills and the 5-5 New Orleans Saints.
Both teams are slumping, and I just think Buffalo comes back. I just think they have too much talent, and I think they win this one by 6.
All right. And then Sunday afternoon, we'll start with the early games. You got the 5-6 Carolina Panthers at the 4-7 Miami Dolphins.
This one was tough to pick. Miami's won 3 straight, but they've all been bad teams. But they just get on a roll, and they have a good defense, and the quarterback's starting to do things to us, and I think Miami wins it in the upset at home.
I think so. All right. Then we got the 4-6 Atlanta Falcons and the 2-8 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Play this one in England. I still believe in Matt Ryan and the fellas. I just think that of all the bad teams, Atlanta's among the least worst. So I'm going to go with the Falcons on the road.
Falcons for the least worst, all right. The 2-8 New York Jets at the 2-8 Houston Texans.
Excuse me, that would be the red-hot Houston Texans. They won it last week against a good Tennessee team, and they're going to win again Sunday.
All right. The 5-6 Philadelphia Eagles at the 3-7 New York Giants.
Boy, the Eagles have it working, and the Giants do not, and the Eagles win this one on the road.
The 5-4-1 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 6-4 Cincinnati Bengals.
This is a good game, and Pittsburgh's been playing well. They almost pulled off the upset in Los Angeles on Sunday night, and I think they play it well. I think they play it close. But I like Burrow, and I like Cincinnati. I think the Bengals win it at home.
Bengals winning, all right. The 7-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 6-5 Indianapolis Colts.
Boy, the Colts are really playing well. Carson Wentz has stopped turning the ball over. They got Jonathan Taylor. They have the best running back in the league right now. And I like Indy at home in the upset.
All right, like that. The 8-3 Tennessee Titans at the 7-4 New England Patriots.
Boy, this is an interesting game. I just cannot pick against the Patriots right now. I think Tennessee is still trying to find themselves after losing the great Derrick Henry, the running back. And I think Patriots win a close one.
All right. We got three late Sunday afternoon games. Start with the 6-4 L.A. Chargers at the 5-5 Denver Broncos.
Chargers are a team I believed in all season, sort of Tennessee West, and I'm going with them on the road.
All right, like a Chargers. The 7-3 L.A. Rams at the 8-3 Green Bay Packers.
Rams lost a couple bad ones, but they're coming off a bye. But Packers at home, frozen tundra, or at least with global warming, the very cold tundra. So I'm going to go with I'm going with the Packers in a close one.
All right, and no lock of the week yet. Let's see. We're the 5-5 Minnesota Vikings at the 5-5 San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, both teams are suddenly playing well. Vikings beat the Chargers on the road, beat the Packers at home. But I really like that San Francisco defense, and I think the 49ers win a close one.
All right. And then we got the Sunday night game, the 6-5 Cleveland Browns at the 7-3 Baltimore Ravens.
Well, on behalf of Baker Mayfield's wife, I want everybody to be nice to Cleveland and to Baker, and especially when they get kicked by Baltimore. The line is 3.5. Baltimore wins it by 7, and they are my lock of the week.
All right, that is. And then Monday Night Football, the 3-7 Seattle Seahawks at the 4-6 Red Hot Washington Football Playing Men.
That was too many words, but you know what? They were all correct. We talk about it every week, but Rivera's such a good guy, and I was happy for him last week.
I was too, man.
He got no pub coming back to town, and he pulled it out. He is a good coach. They believe in him, and I believe in him Monday night. I think Washington wins it.
Washington continues their role. All right. And once again, the lock of the week, Baltimore beating Cleveland by more than 3.5. If you want to catch up by the time the Sunday rolls around, all Tom's picks will be at thebigshow.com. Tom, happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy. Have a good one. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I hope everybody there has a great Thanksgiving, and as always, thank you.
All right, buddy. Hi, Ben. Let's get
BitBox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere, find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Anime.com.
All right, y'all. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Got the best Big Show tomorrow and Friday and Saturday. Randy will handle it here.
Huh?
We love you and we mean it.
Ow, 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 ow.
Oh, shut up.